Hello again, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country Radio, AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM, and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we're talking with Miss James River Valley of 2014, Annika Vernon. Annika, it's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you, Oren.
Yeah, well, I'm friends with you, so it is, of course, nice to have you on the show. But so you are Miss James River Valley 2014, and this is the first time we've had you on the radio.
Yes, I am Miss James River Valley 2014, and with that, I have a platform, and my platform focuses on promoting leadership opportunities in young women through skill development. Just a little bit about myself. I'm originally from Hazen, North Dakota, a small little town of about 2,800. I held my title last year as Miss Dickinson in the Dickinson community, as that was closer to where I'm from. I'm currently a junior at the University of Jamestown, and I'm majoring in exercise science with minors in music and leadership. And I'm absolutely loving holding a title in the town that I actually live in 9 months out of the year.
Right. You were Dickinson when you first came to Jamestown, right?
Yes. And it was a 6 mile, or I mean 6 hour round trip for any appearance.
Anytime. Yeah. So I bet you it's really good to be here in Jamestown for
it's
that.
Great.
Now, Annika, how did you get your interest in competing in these pageants?
Well, I actually competed in my first pageant as a junior in high school, and so I was actually competing in the teen division at that point. And I had been looking online with my mom, and we ran across an article advertising the Miss Dickinson Outstanding Teen Pageant. And there were a couple things that popped out to me. One was talent. Another was interview. I love the chance to share my gifts and my talents with other people, and I also love the chance to practice my interview skills because those are really useful for the rest of your life. Another thing that jumped out was the scholarship opportunity. And being a junior in high school, I knew that I was very quickly looking towards college and having to pay for that. And so it's been a great opportunity to earn scholarships for school.
Absolutely. Now, Annika, you have come in today because you have this upcoming fundraiser that you'd like to talk about.
Yes. I have a personal platform, but then Miss America as a whole has a national platform that they've adopted, and that's Children's Miracle Network. And so each of the title holders nationwide, and there are hundreds of us, work and advocate for Children's Miracle Network. So I am coordinating with Jamestown Pizza Ranch, and on October 21st, we're hosting a fundraiser for Children's Miracle Network, and it will go from 5 to 8. I have flyers distributed around town, and if you grab one of my flyers and come into Pizza Ranch that night, 20% of the sales will go to Children's Miracle Network.
Wow, it's really nice that Pizza Ranch is allowing you to do this. Annika, if nobody can come in, like let's say I can't make it from 5 to 8, is there another way that I can donate to this?
Definitely. I have a personal donation page for Children's Miracle Network, and that's accessed by going to missamericaforkids.org/donate/Annika Vernon, which is A-N-N-I-K-A. V-E-R-N-O-N. And on there's a link, and you can either donate online or you can print an online donation form and mail it in.
So there's several ways then that I can help donate to this.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that is happening next Monday, October 21st. Now, Annika, is there any other fundraisers that you have coming up too this year?
Yes, I will actually continue to host CMN fundraisers throughout the year. I have one coming up with Perkins, and people can keep track of when my upcoming fundraisers are by following me on Facebook.
Okay, so in your Facebook, they can just search Annika Vernon on Facebook.
Yes.
And they should be able to find you.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, Annika, I'm a little intrigued about your platform. You want to tell us a little bit about how you've promoted that and how you've come to choose that platform?
Yeah. So once again, my platform is promoting excellence in young women through leadership opportunities and skill development. And that's really something that I've been passionate about for a number of years. I started in Girl Scouts when I was a second grader. And by the time I was a fourth grader, I was actually serving as a junior aide for a Girl Scout troop. And that's really where my leadership of young women began. And I started to realize that there are a number of young women out there that are very capable leaders, but they aren't necessarily actively pursuing those leadership opportunities because they haven't been given the skills. And so they don't feel that confidence, even though they really do have those capabilities. They're a little bit buried, and we need to provide them with those skills to show them that they can be leaders as well. And so Girl Scouts really kickstarted a lot of my leadership of young women, but I'm very passionate about it. I have had to redevelop my platform a little bit because obviously when I go into schools, I'm talking not only to young women, but young men as well. Mm-hmm. And we do expect young men to be great leaders as well. So really, a lot of the advice that I give to young women, I give to young men as well.
So it's kind of a double platform then in that sense.
It is, yeah.
Okay. Now, Annika, is there... when is the next competition? You are Miss JRV. You go on to compete for Miss North Dakota now, right?
Yes. Yep. Miss North Dakota will not be until next June. It'll be June 5th through the 7th, 2014 in Williston, North Dakota.
Oh, okay. And you were just there last June.
Yes.
Right, with Miss Dickinson. How do you describe something so huge like that? That's a big stage.
It's awesome. It really is. It's phenomenal. You are on that stage with, you know, about 20 other girls that have worked just as hard as you have to come to that point. And to be surrounded by so many girls that have a lot of those same goals, you know, they're so service oriented and leadership oriented. And to have all those girls in one place, really, there are magnificent things that can be done. You make great friendships. And you're right, you have an opportunity to perform in front of hundreds of people, and that is awesome.
Right, absolutely. Annika, one more question for you. Are you planning on continuing this? Are you planning on continuing to compete in these pageants for as long as you can?
Actually, I'm not. I'm planning on going to Miss North Dakota in June of 2014. And then after Miss North Dakota is done, obviously, depending on what happens, right, I could come away with a crown. Regardless of that, I will give up my Miss James River Valley title in, you know, the couple months following to another lucky girl who will get to carry it through for a year. But after this competition, I am planning on being done.
Oh, okay.
I have grad school that I'm looking at, and I don't want to delay... You know, I don't want to delay the rest of life too long.
Right, absolutely. Well, it sounds like you've enjoyed it up to this point, though.
Yes, it's been a great learning experience.
Good. Now, Annika, just so we touch on this before we get out of here, your Pizza Ranch fundraiser on Monday, October 21st, and all donations or 20% of a meal that's purchased at Pizza Ranch goes towards the Children's Miracle Network. Now, what's the specific goal for that?
I don't really have a specific goal set. I was told from the manager that really these fundraisers can bring in hundreds of dollars. Okay. I've done a good job advertising. You can find my flyer on my Facebook page, in any of the coffee shops and grocery stores in town. I will stress that you do have to bring a flyer in order for that 20% to go to Children's Miracle Network.
Okay, so make sure that you get a flyer and take it with you when you go to Pizza Ranch on Monday, October 21st from 5 to 8.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on this day and just letting us know what's going on with Ms. JRV. I'm pretty sure they chose the best contestant for that.
Oh, thank you, Warren.
You're welcome.